A news event of this week made many people in Washington, D.C. joyous, and many, although maybe not too many, in Montreal, sad and dispirited. Katie Hines is among the sad and dispirited. She has been a fan of the Montreal Expos since they first took the field in 1971. Her regular seat along the first base line at Olympic Stadium has a nameplate engraved with her name. Major League Baseball announced this week that the Expos will be moving to Washington, D.C. Katie Hines joins us from Montreal. Thanks so much for being with us.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And as I understand it, you've been at virtually every home game for, well, quite some time now. Let's put it that way.
You're right. I've missed a few because my friends had the audacity to get married during the season.
Imagine.
I think that's what I tell them. Excuse me, this is Canada. That's what winter is for.
Good point. Can you tell us what these last few days have been like for you?
I can barely go minutes without blubbering because so much of my life has been devoted to this. I'm going to experience a huge void. When I was going to university and my friends were backpacking across Europe, which is a normal thing to do for a 19-year-old, I was going to Fenway. So you can imagine that I actually don't even have a plan in place yet.
Well, you know, the people in Major League Baseball ultimately said, look, when only 5 or 7,000 people are showing up at the park, we've got to do something.
May I remind you of the time that the Atlanta Braves had 800 people in their stands? May I remind you of the time that the Cleveland Indians had 1,000 people in Memorial Stadium? Did anybody move them?
No. We need to remind our listeners, in 1994, the Expos had the best record in baseball. The fans were turning out in droves. They canceled the rest of the season, canceled the World Series. And I guess if you're an Expos fan, it's hard not to think that there was something preordained about that.
Well, we often talk about the conspiracy. If you read our lawsuit on page 31, it points to Major League Baseball having a dossier called the Expos Elimination Enterprise.
I don't have to tell you the odds are good that you, the other night, saw your last Expos baseball game in Olympic Stadium. Did you leave any sign of yourself there? Did you pick up a handful of dirt? Did you make any gesture as you left?
I have the dirt from home plate, and a security guard came over to me, kissed me goodbye, took his keys, and took off my nameplate and handed it to me. And I can't tell you, but I have lost so much. I'm completely heartbroken.
Well, Ms. Hines, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Have a good weekend. Katie Hines, speaking from Montreal.